Hello. Don't look so shocked. I did tell you I was a witch. It is not so difficult for me to stop time so we can have a private chat uninterrupted. Yes, I really am a witch and not one of those goody two-shoes New Age crystal worshiper type fucking shit. No, I'm the real thing. A wicked witch. Isn't it exciting? Look at me and contrast me with your bride, frozen as she greets one of your guests in her virginal white, with her blonde hair and ringlets interwoven with flowers and those innocent pale blue eyes. I am sure you are both eagerly awaiting the defloration tonight. Although it might not be as easy as you imagined, and I am sure you don't want to disappoint her. After all, you adore her, don't you? I might even say you worship her, and you would hate for her to not be, how shall I put it, satisfied? Oh, what do I mean? You'll find out soon enough. Don't worry. An invitation? No, I didn't get an invitation, which was rather silly of you, as you might have avoided a little bit of, shall we say, difficulty. But never mind, as it was no problem for a pretty young woman like me, with my mane of burgundy hair and bright green eyes. Even if I look a little bit wild, to charm her way in. And of course, wearing a little black dress and stockings with heels doesn't hurt. Generally, I find that I get what I want, especially from men. Strange that, isn't it? But that is a problem because you turned me down a couple of weeks ago when I tried to seduce you in that bar. Now you remember. Yes. Lily. Short for Lilith, of course. And no one ever turns me down. For a while, you had me doubting my powers until I realized what the problem was. True love. You really love her, don't you? And she loves you as well. And that is the one thing magic can't change. It can't destroy true love. That takes time, babies, mortgages, and in-laws, and I am not patient enough for that. But magic can do all sorts of other naughty things. Put obstacles in the way, so to speak. What do I mean? You ask that a lot. Don't be so impatient, we have all the time in the world. Traditionally, we used to go in for all that stuff about poison apples and spinning wheels and so on, but I am far more up to date, so I've decided to be a little more inventive. I put a little potion in your blushing bride's wine at lunch. Colorless, tasteless, but very powerful in its ways. She's already drunk it. Oh no, don't worry. I haven't poisoned her. Far from it. In fact, she will be more alive than ever, or at least certain parts will be, and very sensitive. It is already starting to take effect. Maybe you notice how she seems to be permanently blushing? How she kept coming over and touching you? Actually, I'm not sure I really needed to, though. It is amazing how people who think they are being good can be just as wicked as naughty women like me. That grandmother of hers, on her deathbed, making her swear that she would not lose her virginity before her wedding night. I mean, if you wanted to guarantee that girl would become obsessed with being fucked, you couldn't have done better. What? You don't like me using words like fucked about your adored sweet little angel? I think you will find that especially with the help of my little remedy, that that is exactly how she is thinking of it, fantasizing about it. She is imagining her virginal little pussy being penetrated by your big, thick cock. Oh, being filled by it. Oh, being stretched by it. Oh, being taken and made to scream your name as she comes over and over. But what if you can't give her what she wants? What she desperately needs? A woman is such a thrilling creature. And your manhood is such an uncertain, precarious, fragile thing. Maybe you will no longer be able to fuck. Now that, I have planted seeds of doubt in your mind. That simple thrust of your hard, excited cock into that soft, velvety tunnel will be a challenge utterly beyond you, doomed to end in humiliation. What's that? You're not a virgin and you are sure you'll be able to take care of her needs? I wouldn't be so sure. It's been quite a while since you last bedded a girl. As you have been so decent and noble and faithful to your fiancé. So I guess you must be pretty excited at the prospect anyway. And it can be quite hard not to lose control and come too soon in that situation. You are confident, you say. You don't sound it, you know. And anyway, that was before my other little potion found its way into your glass at lunch. I love the idea of you two drinking a toast to your marriage bliss while drinking my little concoctions. What was in it? In a way, it's a bit like the other one I gave your beloved. It will make your cock a lot more sensitive to contact with a woman, to her hands, her lips, and of course, especially her pussy. It would be interesting to see how long you last when even the faintest touch of her fingertips or a graze from her scarlet lips will be agonizingly arousing. I mean, what chance have you got of lasting even one thrust into her tight virginal pussy, feeling it clench around your cock? You see, your manhood, your virility, is all about your self-control, your confidence that you can satisfy a woman, and failure to please her. To make her orgasm with your cock. To use it to make her yours. What will that do to you? How will you feel once you lose it on entering her? Lose it. If you even manage that. And you see the disappointment in those pretty little eyes of hers. Maybe you will try to go slowly. Hoping it'll help you hold back, but it will just increase the wicked, pleasurable caressing of your cock. And every moment, every sensation will hasten the moment when liquid shame boils over and comes shooting out of your cock. Oops. Or you can try for a quick thrust. And of course it will just overwhelm you, and your cock will... Well, with what little control you have left and... Oops. And of course, failure breeds failure, defeat breeds feet. Such a pity. Why am I punishing her? Your bride? Oh, you shouldn't think of it like that. After all, you are not the only man in the world. And there will be plenty of confident, well-endowed young men, only too happy to help her out, to make sure that she's got what she really needs, to fuck her hard and deep and long, and to have her scream their names instead of yours. she wouldn't do that, really. Maybe not before, but with my potion working on her, well... And if you love her so much, endure her effect. Well, surely you will want her to have her needs satisfied. To be fucked. However bad that'll make you feel, You don't believe me, really. But isn't your cock hard already? Assuming you didn't bring a gun to your wedding? I think we both know what I have done to you. You know, cursing really isn't going to help. I'm kind of used to it. However, I have to be fair. It is part of the rules that we have to offer a way out, no matter how difficult. So here's what we will do. We are going to make our way into the house, to the bedroom. And if you can fuck me and last just 10 strokes in my wicked little witch pussy without coming, then I will give you the antidote and leave you to enjoy married bliss with your beloved. But of course, if you come before that, then your fate is sealed. No, you could never betray your beloved. Especially not on your wedding day. How noble of you. Well, I guess I shall be off then in that case. What? What was that? Wait. So this is your bedroom. Nice. I like a big, strong bed. Shows you have the right priorities. So take your clothes off. Come on, how else do you think this is gonna work? Are you sure you're not a virgin? That's it. Yes, everything. I'm really not into men who wear socks in bed. It isn't even worth turning them into frogs. Well, I have to say, that is a gorgeous cock. Good size, nice and thick, and well-shaped. It is such a pity that it is never going to satisfy a woman again. Fair? I'm not being fair, of course not. I'm a witch after all, but you will have your chance. Anyway. Come here and unzip my dress. That's it, let it fall to the floor. So, as you can see, I am wicked even in the little things. No bra, no panties. Just my stockings and heels. Which I guess might not help your overexcitement problem. Stop, what are you doing? You aren't just going to jump on top of me. Have you never heard of foreplay? Now hold me and kiss me on the lips. You see, that wasn't so bad, was it? Now stand behind me and cup my breasts and kiss the back of my neck. I love neck kisses. I can feel that gorgeous hard cock of yours on my ass. Oh, no. Third nipple, you see. You mustn't believe everything you read about us. Now I'm going to sit on the edge of the bed and spread my legs, and you're going to kneel in front of me and lick my wicked pussy until I come. Only then will you get your chance. That's it. Start nice and gently on the lips. It tastes sweet, doesn't it? Sin does, you know. Ah, that's it. Well, at least you have a good, strong tongue. I guess you're going to need it. Oh, yes. See, didn't even have to give you a potion to teach you how to lick pussy. You were desperate for this, weren't you? Oh, yes, just like that fucking hell. Oh, yeah. That's it, make me come. Oh, yeah. Oh, side of finger. Trying to test and see if your cock will last. I can assure you. It stays as warm and as wet as it is right now. But I might clench around your cock, you never know. Oh, fuck, yes. I love when you suck on my clit like that. Oh, yeah. That's it. Make me fucking come. Make me come because I'm the last woman you're gonna make come. Yes, fuck. Oh, that's it. Fucking hell, yeah. Oh, yeah, right there. Keep going. Fuck yes. Oh, yes, don't you fucking dare stop. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna come on your face right fucking now. You finger fuck me until I come. That's it. Fuck. Yes, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Oh, that good, strong tongue of yours. Oh, now give me my fingers to taste. Oh, good. I needed that. Okay. So now it's showtime, big boy. Get on the bed on your back. What? Surely you don't expect a witch to do it in missionary style, do you? Think about it. I'm going to lower my sweet, velvety pussy down on that rock hard of yours while you look up in my naughty green eyes. No, don't close your eyes or look away, or I will just stop. There. Can you feel it on the tip of your cock? My entrance? Of course you can. Heavenly, isn't it? Although I suppose that is not really the right word. Let me slide all the way down on your cup. You feel every inch of my little pussy as it engulfs you. There, and all the way up again. Well done. You did better than I expected. But still 9 more to go. But then, I guess, you are really motivated, knowing what defeat will mean. Never being able to fuck your wife properly. And having to accept that she will take her pleasure elsewhere. Once more, all the way down. Oh dear, that sounded a bit desperate. Are you struggling already? And all the way up. You want me to give you a break? Really? You mean you don't want me to slide down again like this? Agonizingly slow. All the way down. Oh dear. It isn't getting any easier, is it? All the way up again. And now all the way down and all the way up. Wow, you are getting everything. Putting everything into this, aren't you? Although I'm guessing me caressing your nipples with my fingertips doesn't help. All the way down and down again. You're gritting your teeth and groaning. That really isn't a good sign. Are you about to lose it? All the way up. So much pre-cum leaking out of you. Let me taste it. That is delicious. But I mustn't get distracted. And the job of ruining you. All the way down? Oops. I do believe you just came in my pussy. I have so defeated you. I can feel your manhood, your control, your virility, your confidence oozing into me. I guess you were going to have to get used to that feeling. It won't be the last time. I'd better be going, so I will unfreeze everyone, and I suggest you get dressed and rejoin your bride and guests, or they'll wonder where you've gotten off to. Have fun tonight. Ta-ta.